Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Captain Dave's on the show today, plus Fish and Worms and Floyd calls twice. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
night. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Comedian Greg Warren, former state champion wrestler. You're the son of a wrestling coach. Now, I assume your dad was also your wrestling coach. Is that correct?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
That had to be a little weird.
Yeah, you know, people are always asking me, they're like, you know, hey, that must have been tough. Your dad was a wrestling coach. He must have pushed you really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he did. I mean, but you think about it. He pushed me in athletics. That's sort of a normal thing to push your kid in, right? I mean, you know, there's people out there who spend their whole lives trying to find Bigfoot. How'd you like to have that guy pushing you? You know? Do you even want to find Bigfoot, son? Because you don't act like it. You don't have a tracking map. You don't have night goggles. You don't know how to make a plaster mold out of a footprint. What, do you think he's going to just show up, son? Oh, wait, there's somebody at the door. It's Bigfoot, Greg. You found Bigfoot? That's not the way it works, pal. You better shape up, because right now I don't think you could find the neighbor's dog. Now, my dad was, he was a high school wrestling coach. So I wrestled, and my mom was into music, so I played the clarinet in the band, which, you know, they made fun of me, especially the guys on the wrestling team, especially my best friend, Huey Baker. He was a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys that would just get a hold of something and never shut up. And I was like, look at Greg, man. Greg played a flute. it's a clarinet, Huey. It's a flute, Greg. You a flute man. Look at little flute man, Greg. Flute your flute, Greg. Little flute man, Greg. He'll be on the bus going to a match. He'll be real quiet, and all of a sudden you hear, hop, two, three, four, what the hell are we fighting for? Flute man. It's embarrassing when you're out there wrestling and you hear, hit him with your flute, Greg. Hit him with your flute. And my friend Nick got it worse. Nick was one of these guys. He had like high shoulders. You know, he looked like a turtle. So we called him No Neck Nick. Look at Nick, man. Nick ain't got no neck. Where your neck at, Nick? No neck, Nick. No neck, Nick. No neck, Nick, neck, patty whack, get a dog a bone. But it can't be no neck bone, because Nick ain't got no neck. Where your neck at, Nick? The foot bone is connected to the knee bone, is connected to the hip bone, is connected right to the head bone, because there ain't no neck bone. Because you ain't got no neck. If Nick put on a turtleneck, he would be blind.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Go around. Why can't I whistle?
Go around the.
It's too dry.
But I have chapstick.
That's what she said.
Yeah, chapstick. You can't whistle.
Why don't you try putting it on your lips?
All right.
It's Christy Lee. She's in the newsroom. Willie G is in the little room right next door behind the glass.
Top three driest women. Go.
Stop.
Sorry.
Pat Godwin.
Sorry.
Pat Godwin is in the other building.
I am.
Glad he's not in here.
How about that, Tommy? Lee Radziwill. What about that?
Jackie Kennedy's sister. What, yeah. Why would you pick her?
Number one dry. Oh, she's famous for her dryness.
Really? I'd say Nicole Kidman.
I'm talking about her wit.
I have a question.
I'm talking about her comedy, her sense of comedy. She's very dry.
I have a question.
Huh?
Are you on pain medication?
Only all I can get.
I was wondering what would explain the...
Top three dry women? You want to take part? Or?
Hey, no, Chick, after the show, you want to swap pain medication?
Absolutely.
Can I get in on that?
Yeah.
What do you got, Willie?
Darn right. Yeah.
Now, Pat Godwin, who's in the other building. By the way, let me introduce our engineer, Ace Cosby. Good to see you, Ace.
Good to see you.
Of course, Ace Cosby coming up with the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Can we get it over with? It's like a trip to the dentist. Let's just do it.
No,
we'll tear the bandage right off.
Okay, we'll vote. I vote no. I vote we save it. Christy?
Oh, boy. You're putting me on the spot.
No, I'm not.
I want to hear it.
There you go.
Well, your vote doesn't count. Okay, Jeff.
Tom, I have more than one joke. I got a solid 45.
I'd like to hear three Ace Cosby jokes of the day today.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Ace. Was my only friend yesterday besides Christy. Christy and Ace and Pat was there, too, but let's be dramatic. Ace is my only friend on the show.
Whatever you say, hobo.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's your engineer, a better voice than all of us friend, Ace Cosby, with the Ace... With the Ace Cosby, I can't do without my music. With the Ace Cosby joke of the day, Ace, go ahead.
A weasel walks into a bar.
A weasel walks into a bar.
Bartender says, "You look mighty young. I can't serve you alcohol." "Then I'll take a pop," goes the weasel.
He had me. A weasel walks into a bar.
Yeah, I beat you.
I was struggling to see where it was going in my mind. Didn't see it.
Walks into a bar, jokes.
No, I love me too.
Yep. You,
that's what 5 minutes of your act just walks into a bar, jokes.
I go to a lot of bars.
Okay, good. Very good. Very good.
I like the idea that the weasel is ordering a pop because he is an alcoholic. And this weasel needs to stick to club sodas for a while.
He's too young.
Well, he's too young. He can't drink yet.
You could be a young alcoholic. Want me to give you a list?
No, I don't really want a list.
Free time.
That's really depressing.
Have we introduced everybody? Pat Godwin's in the other room. I want to hear the banana song coming up. We also have coming up, I guess, another Ace Cosby joke of the day. Is that correct? And a fascinating article about Blockbuster Video.
Oh, that's my favorite story.
The last Blockbuster store.
This is my first story. It's okay. My favorite story.
It's going to have to wait, apparently.
Damn it.
Can you grab that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Skipper Captain Dave calling, huh?
Hey, Captain Dave. How's it going?
Well, good. Hey, I got a question for you. When the hell is Shark Week going to be over?
Sunday.
My God, why does anyone want to celebrate sharks, the a-holes of the sea?
Well, I think people enjoy seeing them.
They're fascinated by them.
You want to learn more about these fascinating creatures? Well, here's some shark trivia for you.
Oh, good.
Do you know that despite their name, a hammerhead can't drive a nail into a board to save its life?
Oh, really?
Man.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're absolutely no help at putting up shelves or framing a house.
Oh.
Nice to know.
We have to get their hammerheads.
Here's another one. Sharks can only swim forward, making them the worst parallel parkers on the planet. Yeah, did you know sharks can leap out of the water 10 feet in the air?
Wow.
Which scientists call a breach. Everyone else calls it, "What the holy Moby Dick just happened?" Now, here's another one. Now, this is not good news. Great white sharks can live up to 70 years.
Wow, incredible.
And they are bitey pricks every single day. All right, time for an intermission joke.
Okay, oh, good.
What do you call it when every gal in a women's prison gets their, time?
God.
Oh, well, they sync up.
Shark Week.
Ace, even with the theme.
That one.
Oh, Ace, you can use that, he said.
Yeah. Here's a tag for you. What's the definition of the sounds of silence? Bloody shark victims trying to high five.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Clappy. Clappy's bowing and clapping over there.
Oh.
Hey, sharks can't blink either. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're idiots.
Oh, okay. That's simply too dumb to do it.
Yeah, Tom, do you know what smells like a ground-up surfer and the license plate?
I don't know.
A shark fart. Now listen, I know at least a few of you aren't shark attack victims, so you still got hands. You can use them to change channels. Say no to Shark Week, you pussies. Ciao. And arrivederci, Nancy, boys.
Boys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yesterday,
thank you, Captain Dave.
Did you see the shark, the great white? It breached 15 feet with a seal in its mouth. It was unbelievable. I think they think it's one of the highest that they've ever caught a shark jumping out of the water.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very scary.
Awesome.
Shark Week. Well, thank you, Captain Dave. Did you get that joke you said you could use, Ace? That's very handy. This actually ties in with this request. This ties in perfectly, as a matter of fact, because I know, Josh, you're going on your annual fishing trip. Isn't that coming up in a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
That sounds very insincere.
No,
are you
I
telling
think he's
me-
been talking off the air that they don't know how they're going to schedule it this year.
I thought you already went.
No, that was just a family lake.
You were right here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is the just the boys fishing trip?
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen?
It will. We don't have anything planned yet.
Okay. What kind of bait do you usually use?
I usually throw some kind of spinner bait or lure.
So you're really not helping me at all, are you?
What kind of bait do you want him to throw?
Oh, you know what? I like to throw worms.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
I had no idea what you were leading into. I just guessed.
What?
Fish and worms. Everybody's wishing they had fish and worms. Find them in the garden. Turn over a rock. Slip them in your sandwich. Put them in your sock. That's fish and worms. Fish and worms. Well, my big sister, she don't like my fish and worms. Big ones, little ones, they scare her to death. She was making chocolate shake. I dropped a couple in the blender. Now she's sitting around with bated breath from eating fish and worms. Fish and worms. Everybody's wishing they had fish and worms. Do your English homework. Underline a word. Circle direct object and transitive verb with a fish and worm. Fish and worm. Wrap them around a corkscrew. Twist them in some twine. Take them to the health spa so they can unwind. That's fish and worm. Fish and worm. Fish and worm. Well, I like doing everything you can think about the fish and worm. Squishy ones. The ones that wiggle and squish. There's only one thing I don't like doing with fish and worms. And that is, of course, to catch fish. I hate them fish and worms. Fish and worms. Everybody's wishing they had fish and worms. Find them in the backyard underneath some leaves. Make them little dresses. Just leave off the sleeves. That's fish and worms. Fish and worms. Fish and worms. Fish and worms. Fish and worms.
Haywood Banks in the classic Bait song.
I love that song.
I love it.
It makes me smile.
Inspired silliness, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Just leave off the sleeves.
Put a little dress on the fishing
rod. Yeah, the leave off the sleeves line.
Yes.
That's just poetry.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, Haywood. Special request. If you want to make a request, Josh, I'll give you a slow pitch here. How does one make a request?
Well, text us. That's how I...
Now, yesterday you flubbed this one.
Right. So let's see. If I think about it too much, I'm going to flub it again.
Okay, sorry. Text number?
Muscle memory. 866, or is it 888?
866.
866-262-8661.
That sounds right.
That sounds right. Dean, is that right?
I'm not sure.
Yes. That's
correct.
Okay.
Write it down.
I didn't need to for the longest time, but I will have to. And we actually got a windbag about
this. Write it down.
Yesterday, I couldn't remember the number at all, and Jason wrote in, thanks for not remembering the text number going into the commercial break, Josh. The first time I've ever been ready to take the number down. Now I can't even remember why I wanted to text.
How many times have you done that?
Oh,
you call someone into the phone. Hey, Tom, what's up? You go, I was really important. I can't remember why I called.
Or you walk into a room and like, what did I come in here for again? Yeah. Oh.
Well, every time you call, you don't expect people to answer, right? It always seems like you're taken by, hello.
I don't typically call you without, I usually text you and say, call me at your convenience. Because you've got a busy, important life. I don't want to intrude.
You take up more time, you read the stupid text instead of just calling me.
Yeah, the text asking to call can be one of the most anxiety-inducing things in the entire world.
Really?
Next to see me after
you. And it's also, you do call me whenever you're ready, .. And .. implies that there's something that you're not saying.
Yep.
So it sounds like, call me when you're ready,
like
I'm going
right
to disown
now.
You. Is
yes.
What it, yes, that's yes. right.
I'm going to disown you.
.. means ellipsis. It's just a pause.
Yeah.
It implies that there's something you're not saying is what most people think. And
is that in text lingo?
Yes. You should never use .. When you use .. in a text, that's basically a big F you to whoever you're texting.
I'd be interested to find out.
I did not know that, and I do that all the time.
So yes. How much actual phone calls have dropped off in favor of texting?
Oh, tons, I bet.
Yeah, but obviously you shouldn't text when you're driving, so I will often leave texts that when you look at them later on, you go, whoa.
That's when he says...
That got auto-corrected.
Dictated, not proofread. He puts that on all of his messages.
I love that. Yeah.
Well, in case it's something important, I might be sending you perhaps some information about some rehab center. I want to make sure that it didn't get auto-corrected into Betty Chevrolet.
Oh, Betty Ford would be...
auto-correct may, yeah.
It's interesting.
Oh, that auto-correct is...
Yeah, you never know what it's
going to be. Yeah, okay. Oh, my God, that reminds me of a letter we have. I'll have to read it in a few minutes about it's the... what was the – you had the NBA story about the guy who inadvertently
– Donovan Mitchell.
What did he do again?
He accidentally went live while there was some sexual noises going on in his room.
Okay. And his phone was –
Yeah. Remind me to remind you about that about this letter I have. now I can't.
What, again? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh. Hey, Floyd.
I'm not really quite sure where I called.
Right. See, now that's a phone call. Damn right.
Is he gone?
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't remember
gone.
What he wanted. Man.
See, that happens to everybody.
Especially as you get a little older.
Yeah. I guess I could paraphrase this call, this letter the guy got. Maybe this is it right here. this is it. Hey, hang on a second.
You ever check into a hospital and they start saying, what's her number? And what's their number? I got no idea what their number is.
Oh, you
got
to look at your phone.
You got to look at your phone.
You got to give me a minute. Now, hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey,
Floyd. I really enjoyed your forgetful phone call.
Thank you. Thank you. So did I. That was great.
I remember now what it is that I was wanting to call y'all with on the catch. Y'all was talking fishing today, you know.
Yes.
I had a fishing joke I wanted to share. I thought it's about kicking sand to hear it. This old boy goes to his fishing hole. He out caught a lick of fish all day. And he looks over the side and sees this young lad of fishing just really been in left and right, you know. Got him a whole mess of fish on the stringers, real fresh catfish. He said, I got to figure out why he's catching these fish in the same pond where I'm fishing, and I can't catch me nothing on the. So he heads over to the side of the lake, you know. He said, I know I'm coming kind of in hot. Just wanted to ask you, well, you catching the fish? I've been over there all day. I'm sunburned. Starting to kind of get pissed. He said, what's the key to you catching the fish? And young boy goes, brruh, brruh. He said, I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you. I don't know if my feet was in the stone. I'm just curious, how you catching all these fish? One more time, he said, at that time, he hooked another. He said, I'll be, this is something else. He said, I have to ask you now, I ain't walking back the other side till I find out. How in the hell do you catch it out of these fish? Finally, that old boy pulled his hand up to his face and spit. He goes, you have to keep your worms warm. I don't get it, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, man.
Oh, thank you very much. That was great. Thank you,
Floyd. It was
almost
biblical, wasn't it?
wait a minute. Can you get that?
Hey, Bob and Tom Show, hello.
Hey, boys, it's your old camping buddy, Hokey the Bear.
Hang up the phone, Ace. Thank you very much.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.